This first poem begins with a quotation from the prophet Hosea. We will render the offerings of our lips in place of real bullocks. In place of real bullocks, glistening flesh, surprises lurching down the field, battering fences, scraping their sides like barges, I give you words. Like a distribution of prizes, everyone smiles. I squeeze them cautiously out of my teeth, lumpy with vowels. They are neat as mushrooms, elegant, undersized. It is the small, uneasy acts. It is the small, uneasy acts that stick my sides. I have not suffered in Tunis, withered in the tower, watched my children swelling with the plague. I never climbed through fire or laid my length on quills. But if some order gathers tides, it does not rise to my insolvency. The fault may be that I recover from afflictions, pull myself drowning from these rivers of leaves to bungle again, to have the sun slither along my eyelids. The striped bee makes itself a narrow thing, folds the blue sky from its wings to squeeze into the hollow frieses. I cannot hide, nor fathom entrances I lose, nor lose the murderous insects that I find. I grew up in Seattle with almost daily visits to my grandfather's house. My grandfather was an Orthodox Jew, and he lived next door to a Catholic convent. And this is called the dance. He fathered 12, my grandfather. And when he walked in his rose garden, leaves splashing in the fire of uncut blooms, sunlight on his skull cap, silk like sparks. The sisters came and went in black next door. One day I asked him why they wore gold wedding rings. He gathered the shape of my shoulder in his hand. They married the church, he smiled out of his opulent beard. Grown older and the nights warm with parables, I lay my body on its bed, stretched to its own sensation, wondering what he meant. And more than once, I saw celestial brides dancing at grandfather's ordination. This next one came out of a lot of reading in Zen and a lot of frustration over the difficulty of my Western mind trying to dig Zen. It's called The Way is Paved with Suchness, and it begins with a haiku by Basho. Fleas, lice, the horse pissing near my pillow. To be read with composure, butterflies, my head in a stream of champagne. Basho comes banging my bed with his lantern. I, who have always slept on clean percale. Two, if you ask me, how are things? And I answer, after the rain, the paths are dark at the edges. You might hit me with your computer, but I would not say you are like a tiger. Three. One absolute emptiness, not death, is there ever? I do not know if the river is fingers that flow in it, or channels the water cuts. Aquarium. This is the poem that will be published in the February Atlantic Monthly. And it came out of many visits to the Steinhardt Aquarium before the renovation. Fish underwater, weaving the clear and equal cubes with silent movement, fins and eyes, leave no paths as they pass. They are contained in paleness like an inner rind and lose their shadows in a rain of light through scales, transparent tails. And we so late emerged, fin that stretched to water pulled like a wing to sky. See how the crabs step sideways on the points of their slippery joints. How catfish float, testing with short picks of whiskers the water space before. How fastening in fear, the sea anemones close petal tentacles. Like fugitive swimmers out of a dream of tanks we come, compassless. Only the small, round openings of our mouths for signals. The shape of our softness public, but secretly at home in warm waters. Giant turtles just below the surface hang from their own reflections, heavy with overlapping plates of shell. Light flows. We feel our way, slowly begin to close the bony pieces of our disconnected selves. There's a remarkable fresco in an out-of-the-way church in Florence, Masaccio's painting of Adam and Eve at the moment of their exile. I couldn't get it out of my mind for days and weeks, and finally I tried to write about it. To Masaccio, on seeing his La Cacciata dal Paradiso, you painted them as though you too were dispossessed. You must have seen that place, ringing with birds, stems growing and sunlight shaking the leaves. You had to see it once the way it was, until, unsure of his own faithfulness, he began to test the only faithful. And where it ended, you began for them. I watched that naked man become himself, and Eve, all bone again, woman and pain, move slowly human into their private fear. Out of the landscape of her mouth, I hear the cry, more terrible than any, being first. She can't forgive her breasts. He hides his eyes as a child blindfold in another game hides from invisible angels, flaming swords. Here on a wall in Florence, Masso, dead at 26, you knew what they knew, the shape of every wilderness, so many gardens gone, the animals all named, gates guarded, each of us asking, where is there left to go? Loss. Strangers without harps were telling her to cry. When the sun went under like a burning hull, leaving the sky to its absence. Windows, whatever dark was out there, she avoided not to consider the vanishing light. Tears stuck in her like dry stones. All night long, she gave away his suits. Shadows, her extravagant eye, nimble at separation, knowing the shape of what was not as clearly as what was, she looked for her own arms. By other nights, would creep through shipwrecks of old signs, old tears, too dense to drown, too prodigal to weep. Now here's a slight change of mood. Let's not be reasonable. My dreams are no chicken bones for you to pick at. I find you sometimes waiting in your lobby at intermission. We sip words, pass sounds around in saucers. Your eyes are level with accreditation. Weights balance and you follow. Go sew your palms with stitches. Fly your fists at me like a pot of geraniums. Show me the butt of your tongue. Birthday gifts. A woman shouldn't reveal her age, but I guess I'm shameless. The children bought a frying pan with green stamps. The youngest crayons a card. Light widens the east window, and over the eggs you say, "I'll take you out to dinner tonight." After a second cup of coffee, I sink inside my skin with all those years. Blousy, I keep looking at the bottom of the cup as if I'm falling down the stairs. I ride downtown and give myself an etching from the Bible series by Chagall. An angel swoops out of heaven, arcing a swan dive just as the knife's about to fall. Isaac is quivering in his skin. His pale thighs shake to the sudden, "Abraham, Abraham, lay not thy hand." The great wings pump across the sky, and caught in the wood, the expendable ram. Rescue me, I'm 40. The dealer in fine prints is nobody's savior. Still, he may understand. He sighs. When I was 40, I remember, I gave myself a Mercedes second hand. It dies hard. She bends to the old ache in the old way, and every time unwraps the child she was. Discovery comes slowly. Damp, inhabited cave she had forgotten. The huge bones no longer waltzing. Beetles fatten where she swims among those milky ruins. And voices flicker between the actual stones. Games in the dark. That bearded saint turned serpent, redeemable only with kisses under the fern. She entertains herself, a carrion in the weeds, feeder and fed upon. But the small girl rocking on her knee will not be absolved. She keeps slamming doors and hurling breakable pillows to the floor. Crab catchers. The Sunday fishermen bait their expectations, shifting their weight along the slack and draw. Swinging long poles across the sky, they slice a dozen new horizons, stare out of thin eyes, and wait like disciplined beagles for the crabs. Soon they will pull their panic in and raise them, banging those blazing heroes around and around like bells. They bring their separation with them, deliver themselves to the mineral curve of bay, making all distances seem possible, and time the letting out of lines. And whether they look above their clicking conquests higher, where gulls fold thin legs flat beneath their tails and splash through air the sun upon their sides, the bright white bodies pulled ahead by wings, or feel the looseness of the wind around their wrists. Water trembles, air shakes when the tug comes from hook to hand, a burst of fountains, and the whole world flies untangled into their faces. Conclude with a brand new one. It's so new that I haven't even got a title for it yet. But it's about mothers and daughters. She never wore a hat except in mirrors. Her eyes were violet under the veil. What promises of mother, smiles, soft fingers children could not touch. She and her sisters gliding like fish. The tank was full of their bulging stare. To market, sun in their scarves, the ripple of exquisite goiters. Each day I sucked at her virtuous breasts and was punished anyhow. Save me, she called in a dream, but nobody ran like a friend to her narrowing door, and I was out in the garden getting dirty. What did you give me, mother, that you want it back? The corrugated mattress where you curled into your pain, an empty book to put my poems in, peeled apples, and a one-eyed doll. Twice a year I died for you in sallow satin trimmed with marabou. I drop your letter on the Saint Bernard. He sleeps. And I, from what was palpable and hurt, retrieve my arms. Our hands hang separate as dust in yellow drafts of light. I have gone looking for you sometimes in an absence of windows, been mother to mother. Days of my growing hobbled with your lost keys. Saw how you portioned your envy. Tossed my own buckets then from the second story on innocent passers-by. My heart lies colder in the cupboard now, as thick as any daughter's skin, strange to its own blood. I can't deliver what you cry. Sorrow, I hear you, but I do not